with compelling wind, migratory herds of leaves race along the road.
Nestled away in the central Kentucky countryside lies a sacred space.
Pitter-patter leaves. People off a ways chatter, preparing to leave.
Just outside Bardstown, behind crumbling brick walls, stands the Abbey of Gethsemane, a Trappist monastery home to an order of monks who devote their life to work, prayer, solitude, and silence.
Slight scent of wood smoke tosses wide the season's spell, spelling out promise.
And home to Brother Paul Quinnan, a monk and a poet.
I wrote this after, well, while I was meditating after Mass. Sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, being present. For me, meditation is a matter of being present, being there. You know, the writing that I do is to communicate the experience. For me, writing poetry is a way of communicating how it is to live this way, you know, and to put it under people's noses so they can smell what it's like.
In a place shaped by silence and solitude, words are precious. For Quinnan, poetry is a natural overflow of a deeply interior life. Being here has helped him to be in the present and to find balance and inner peace.
The art of living monastic life is to know how to balance solitude and community according to what your gift in life happens to be.
I was wondering if you have found that for yourself here.
Yes, I found that. The difficulty is in sustaining it. Of course, there's ups and downs and things happen, and, you know, it can be a rocky road, but still the road. I think that's why, you know, that's why I'm still here.
However, not everyone remains. Across the country, monastic life is declining, and each year, fewer novices enter the Brotherhood. What used to be close to 300 monks has dwindled to only a fraction of that.
You know, when I was in the novitiate, we had 24 in the choir novitiate and about another 35 in the brothers' novitiate.
Today, Gethsemane now has only around 30 monks total, and is fortunate if even two novices arrive in a year.
And some monasteries have closed.
Even so, through their steadfast, quiet faith, Paul and his brothers have yet to lose hope.
An elemental and necessary part of the church, monastic life, is a vitamin. I think it would be bad for the whole if there weren't any monasteries. Well, they come back. The states change, you know. What comes back up, you know, as this, you know, this spiritual quest. You can't really put a cap on that, except temporarily. I don't think it could ever be stamped out. It can be suppressed, but there's always going to be seeds of it out there, which will reroot as times change. As, you know, we've seen it. I mean, even before Christianity, there was monasticism. Hopefully someday there will be a resurgence of monasticism. It seems to be, you know, a perennial part of the human endeavor.
This is Nolia Williams for WRFL.